Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, hello. Welcome. This is Better Than Yesterday. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Osher, and this show is called Better Than Yesterday. Something you hear on this show and every show is here to make your day today better than it was yesterday. We've been doing this since 2013 by having conversations with people from all over the world, from all works of life, all walks of life. Some of them experts in their field, but every one of them has something to say that will make you kind of think about things a little differently, maybe adjust the way of action, and then kind of go, you know what, today was pretty good. I incorporated that thing I heard today. And that's what we've been doing. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, we're here. Mondays and Wednesdays with a guest and Fridays here with you. I'm Osher. I'm a TV host. I'm a podcaster. I'm an author. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I'm a USB cable roller. I'm a IKEA bag repurposer. What else am I? I'm an old Wi-Fi hotspot recycler. Got an old NBN modem sitting here. And I don't know what to do with it. HFC, who needs HFC? Everybody that isn't on fiber. I'm a hoodie wearer. I'm a tracksuit pants in the day kind of guy at the moment. And I'm grateful to be here because without you, there's no show. And there are hundreds, there's thousands, there's millions of people that have heard this show. And I'm really, really grateful, to each and every one of those downloads because it makes us all on the team here feel pretty good about what we're doing. There are ad-free versions of this show. You can support us at Patreon, patreon.com/Osher. You can get around us there. There's also video episodes, full video episodes. And if you ever need me, send Osher email at gmail.com. It's Friday the 13th, which means we're a week and a day from a general election here in Australia. And I kind of wanted to have a bit of a chat with you about that because, look, if you haven't done it, it's time to do homework. I know. You've probably left school. You're probably thinking, homework? That was for the old days. Fuck that. I don't ever do homework again. Bullshit. I'm nearly 50. I still do homework. I do homework all the time. It's just a part of it. It's just I do homework for work. I do homework for the podcast. I do homework for everything. It's time to do homework because I wouldn't want you to be standing there in your little election booth with your extraordinarily large Senate voting form, and making a rushed choice in a hot state. What's a hot state? What's a cold state? A hot state is, for example, I'm going to go out shopping with my friend. We're going to go to a shop that has lots of, I don't know, for me, it'll be cameras. We're going to go to a shop that has a lot of cameras. I know I already have enough cameras and I don't need any more cameras. And even though I might see something that's really nice or a nice lens or a memory card or a tripod or some doohickey that I can bolt into something, I'm not going to buy it because I already have enough of that shit. Then when I get to the camera store and the sales guy clocks me, hey, Canon, right? Oh man, you got to check out this brand new Canon. Look at the lens. Look at the glass on that. Look at the aperture. So wide. Amazing. Milky. Ooh, la, la, la. Now in the old days, I would have gone, oh my God, I'll miss out if I don't have it. I would have, you know, thrown it on a credit card that I can't afford and then walked out of there with a lens I don't need. But if I've made a decision in a cold state, I know that when I get in there and they're doing the full pitch on me, I'll be like, oh, that's really interesting. That's really amazing. But in the back of my mind, it's like, you've already decided you're not going to buy anything. And I'm like, cool, man, it's really cool. I've given myself an out. So, you know, I'm going to have to go home and have a think about this. And then I don't buy something I didn't want to buy. All right. That's the decision between like being in a hot state or a cold state. It's something they teach like teenagers, for example, if they're trying to help teenagers not have the pressure to have sex when they're not ready. It's like, well, make a decision early that when you get to this certain point with this person you like, you're not going to have sex. And they go, okay, even though so when they're both really excited, they go, we did talk about this beforehand and we said we weren't going to do this. Okay. And it works. As far as I'm told, it works. Now, that's what I'm talking about. So you don't want to get to that booth with a pencil in your hand and make a decision in a hot state and be panicked or whatever. So think about what you're going to do. Plan it out. It's really important. I know we say it every 3 years. 3 years is really way too quick. It's very short election cycles in our country. This really is the chance to change how our country runs, all right? It really is. And we have that opportunity. Now, we've had a bunch of independents on this show. This is an opportunity for us to change the balance in our government and break the deadlock and hopefully make the system start to function again, or at least better than it has been. And there's an opportunity to do that. And in the area that you're in the electorate you're in, you may not have an independent running, but you definitely have the opportunity to vote preferentially in the way that you would like your vote to count. You also have an opportunity to vote in the Senate, perhaps with someone who's aligned more with how you feel about the world. And a simple way to make sure and, you know, be aware that you're not making a decision in a hot state or a panic state or a fear state is to identify when fear is being used against you as far as your decision-making goes. And fear is extraordinarily powerful in decision-making. It's a very easy thing to incite in another person because you know what makes you afraid and your brain immediately goes to the things that make you afraid. So I give you the raw material. Your brain fills in the gaps, kind of like Inception. You know, I create the dream, your subconscious fills it in. You know, I give you the scenario and your brain goes, well, then I can't afford this thing. And fuck that. So a simple way to do that is to look at the messaging, right? If the messaging of the people that are asking you to vote for them, if it is, if you vote for the other guy, things are going to change for you for the bad and you don't want that, then that's fear because they are using the fear of the unknown and you filling in the gaps of instability and what that might look like for your home in there, and it suddenly becomes very real. However, on the other side of things is a vote for me, things will change going forward, and we're all hoping that those changes will make things better for you and your family, make it better than it is. And I'd urge you to recognize that. I'd urge you to see where fear is being used, your own fears are being incited by people trying to make a decision for you. Because, yeah, nothing's more powerful than the sense of our own fear. I'm getting shit in my letterbox. Now, my letterbox has a very significant no junk mail sticker on it that is written in, I think, Swahili, because no one fucking reads it. And my letterbox is full of fucking shit, like reprehensible. I don't know how this shit's legal as far as political advertising goes, but there's like screaming pamphlets in my letterbox going, don't risk it, you know, and this person's coming for your freedom. Like, they're not, and it's fine, but it's all the same, you know? Who's leading with fear? Like, for me, you're leading with fear, that's stifling. All right, that's restrictive. If you're leading with optimism, then that's possibility and that's opportunity. So who's leading with opportunity? Who's leading with optimism? Who's leading with hope? Who's looking beyond getting elected and beyond their term of office? All right, who's looking that far ahead? Who's looking for when your kids, I've got one older kid who's 18, the other one's very little, nearly three, but who's looking for, say, like, gee, in 10 years from now when she's trying to get a house? Who's looking there? Who's looking for when 10 years from now when Wolfie's going into high school? Who's looking there? So take the time. It doesn't take much. Take an hour. Take a half hour. Take 10 minutes. Just in your own home, away from everything else, in your own space where you're present to what matters to you, and think about who it is that you're voting for that represents how you feel about the world. Not what a meme made you worried about. Who represents how you feel about the world? Because you may, if you're anything like me, I'm, you know, quite economically conservative. I don't want to waste money and I like making money, you know, fine. But I also like kindness and I like policies that are kind to people who don't have what I have. And I have seen plenty of examples in other countries around the world where those two things can happen. And I don't see why we can't do that here. So take the time. You may want to go on the ABC Vote Compass, or you may want to go to somewhere else and research who in your area represents what you hold true in your heart. And that way, before you go and stand in the line, you know, say there is someone out the front shouting about, vote for this and this fucking thing's going to get demolished and your family's going to not have that. Then you know, it's cool. I already did my homework and I'm comfortable with where I am. All right. rather than jump in there, stand in front of the form and then panic and vote for who you voted for last time or who your partner votes for or who your parents vote for, it's not hard to do. Now, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but look, I'm guessing you found this podcast because I speak about the world in a way that resonates with you, okay? You know, I know plenty of people don't agree with the way I see the world, and that's fine. I'm grateful that they're here. But the view that I have is that something does need to be done about the integrity in our government. And that goes for, you know, corruption or inaction on climate change or, you know, mystery donors, that sort of thing, blind trust, etc. I think something needs to be done about climate change, meaningful action on climate change, which is now now more than ever a more bountiful, positive economic choice, just full of jobs and growth. That's something that's a chance. It's not this kind of moral, oh, greeny. It's like, no, that's where the money is. If you feel that there needs to be increased protection for women in our community, particularly around wages, the wage disparity, particularly around super, like what a woman's super, when she retires at the same age as a man, what that looks like, around childcare, my gosh. If those things matter to you, I'd ask you to consider having a look to see which person in your area or which person running for a Senate seat in your area is reflecting what you feel is important. Allegra Spender said it the other day on the show. Both her father and grandfather were in the Liberal Party, all right? Over like this course of like 40 or 50 years, the two of them were a part of it. And she said, like, the Liberal Party that those two people were a part of is ideologically a very different party to the one which is running today. And I would put it to you that political parties change over time. So your dad's Liberal Party or your dad's Labor Party is not the one that exists today. And just check, double check, have a look, see, do they reflect what it is you hold true and what you hold dear? Because who reflects what's important to you might not be who you've always voted for. So please take the time. Plan how you'll fill out your ballot. Now, I'm a below the line kind of guy. If you've never voted before, you know, G's never voted. It's her first election. So there's one line above for the really long kind of toilet paper roll looking one. There's one line above for the Senate, or there's everything below. And if you're everything below like me, you're going to want to do a bit of homework and make sure you get it right. Literally took me 10 minutes the last election, I think, but I was incredibly happy and it gave me enormous satisfaction to write the number 108 next to a particular person who I vehemently disagree with on the Senate form. Now, that person still got elected and has spent a number of years still sprouting the things that person says in public. However, I know in my heart I had zero input into that person sitting there, and that makes me feel very good because above the line there may be preferences and things I'd rather do the below the line. But take the time. It's not hard to do. It's really important. When you get there on the day, stay calm, stay relaxed. Remember what you thought about and what you decided in your own home. Shouty people outside polling booths can sway you. I know it happened to me the first time I voted. It happened to me. Decide in a cold state, all right? I'm telling you this now, so you've got enough time to do it. It's like saying, hey, psst, it's Mother's Day next Sunday, all right? Oh, that's all right, I've got to sort that out. I'm giving you a heads up now, you know, rather than next Friday. I'm doing it now. Put time in your calendar to do it. But I will see you on Monday. We have a new podcast with a fantastic guest. I'm very grateful, Andy, my audio director, he's cut this up super quick because I really wanted you to hear it. It's the last of the kind of political podcasts for a little while, and I've been going a bit hard, but it is agnostic. It is politically agnostic, but it is just based in fact. Dr. Alistair Sproul is my guest on Monday. He is the head of the School of Photovoltaics and Renewable Energy at the University of New South Wales, which is the place where a key component of solar cells, the solar cells that are produced right around the world, was invented, all right? UNSW has a key input into solar technology and the thing that is going to do huge, massive gains in trying to help us get out of fossil fuels. He's an absolutely brilliant guy. And Dr. Sproul, Alistair, paints this really interesting picture of our energy future. And it's a future that we've heard about before on this show. Yeah, he's an engineer. First and foremost, he's an engineer. And all he does really is just sees pathways to maximum efficiency. And when you frame it like that, I'm the one who brings the ideology into it. So he's funny listening to the show because he kind of brings it back all the time. It's a stunning chat. And the timelines will really, really surprise you about the transition away from fossil fuels. But I will say to you now, between now and Monday, you may want to, another piece of homework, you may want to figure out how to roll your super over. Find your super password, find how to log into your super account, and find where the rollover button is. Because by the time you hear what Alistair says, if your superannuation is tied up in fossil fuels, the sooner you hear what he has to say, the more your nest egg will thank you if you pop it somewhere that has nothing to do with fossil fuels. As far as I'm concerned, this is not financial advice or a financial podcast. Please move on to terms and conditions. There are no terms and conditions. I don't know anything. That was a bit longer than I wanted it to be, but I hope it made sense. Do your homework, take the time, remember to stay relaxed. And I'll talk to you next Friday about the election, don't worry. But I just wanted to tell you now, go do your homework. Think about who in your area reflects what it is you feel strongly about. And that's really important. Take 10 minutes and you'll be right. Thanks very much to all the people that help me make this show. There's a lot of them. There's Andy, who cuts everything together. There's Bree on research and support. There's Mike. Mike Mills Tohider, who makes all of the music, and Rachel Barrett, the EP of everything. She's sorting all that out. So thanks to everyone that helped me make this show. Thanks to you for listening. I'll get out your hair. Until we speak next time, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.